If you have completed page 52 in your Magic of Inner Hearing workbook and can sing sight-seeing J easily, then you are ready to begin this tape. Make sure you have a pencil with you and your Magic of Inner Hearing workbook. First of all, we're going to play an old game, the old melodic echo game. I'm going to sing four notes, and you will echo it back to me. And this will help solidify those concepts so that we can play the new melodic echo game. Ready? Here we go. So, me, so, me. Now my turn. So, me, do, do, your turn. Do, re, mi, do. Do, la, so, so. Do, mi, so, mi. So, mi, fa, re. Do, re, mi, do. So, mi, so, mi. So, mi, do, do. So, la, so, mi. So, mi, do, do. Let's play the new melodic echo game now. I will play a melody on the piano. You will sing it back to me using solfege syllables. So, mi, so, so. I will then sing the same melody a third time using solfege syllables so that you can check your work. So, mi, so, so. Remember, you're tough as nails. You're up to a challenge. You enjoy doing hard things because you know the growth it will bring. Let's begin. I'll slow the tempo down a little bit so you'll have time to hear and think. Here's the first melody. Your turn. My turn. So, me, so, me. Listen. Sing it. Now check your work. So, mi, do, do. Listen. Do, mi, so, so. So, mi, do, do. So, do, do, do. Do, do, so. So, so, mi, do, mi. So, mi, do, do. Do, mi, so, la. That's the end of our first set. Let's try a second set now. Ready? Now sing. My turn. So, so, mi, do. Turn. So, mi, do, do. Do, mi, do, mi. So, la, so, mi. La, so, la, do. Do, la, so, so. Do, la, so, do. Do, la, la, so. So, mi, do, do. Great. Turn to page 55 in your Magic of Inner Hearing workbook. In front of you is your first worksheet. We're going to read through this together to try and grasp some of the important principles that it has on it before we go to sight singing K. Look at number one. It says, from one note to the next on the piano keyboard is called a half step. For example, from do to the black note above it is a half step. If we skip the black note and go from do to re, it is called a whole step. From do to re is a whole step. From re to mi is a whole step because there's a black note in between. But from mi to fa is a half step because there is no black note in between. There's one more half step besides mi and fa in the scale. As you look at the keyboard above, can you find the other half step in the scale? Look at it. You see it between mi and fa and ti and do. That's correct. The half steps are between mi and fa and ti and do. Circle mi and fa and ti and do on the scale below. Just go straight up the scale. Do, re, mi, fa. Circle those two. So, la, ti, do, circle those two. In order to get to the black notes between the notes of the scale, sharps and flats are placed before a note. There's no place on the staff for those black notes, and so that's why we use those flats and sharps. When a syllable is sharped or flatted, the syllable changes its vowel sound too. Study the two charts below and memorize the new syllables. So you see, as you look at the chart, we see do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti going down the center, and then we have two charts, one on each side of that scale going down. We have the flat side, and the notes go down. When a flat is placed in front of a note, it goes down to the nearest note. So here is do, do, and do flatted is da, re flatted is ra, mi flatted is ma, sing with me, fa flatted is fa, so flatted is sa, la flatted is la, ti flatted is ta. They all have the same ah sound, and that's how you can memorize it and remember it. They all have the same sound. Now let's go to the sharp side of the chart. Sharps go up in pitch. So if this is do, do is above it. Do sharp is do. Sing with me. Re sharp is ru. Mi sharp is mu. Fa sharp is fu. So sharp is su. La sharp is lu. Ti sharp is tu. Turn to page 53. Before you is sight singing sheet K. Sing with energy and enthusiasm. Singing with energy and enthusiasm will increase the amount of fun you have while decreasing the amount of time it takes to learn. Trust in that true principle. It will help you in every area of your life. It will help you as you practice your pieces, you'll learn them faster. It will help you with your schoolwork, no matter what you do. Doing it with energy and enthusiasm will help speed the process. And how much more important to do the hard things that way. The first song on Sight Sing C is called Singing Flat A. If I were to sing the first two measures, they would sound like this. Do, re, mi, ma, mi, re, do. I'm sure you noticed how the flat in front of mi qualified the sound, so it went back down to ma, and then the bar line came. You may have wondered, well, why did he go back up to mi after ma? And that is because the rule is, once a note is flatted or sharped in a measure, it stays flatted or sharped until the bar line. Once the bar line comes, then everything is made natural or goes back to normal. Let's try this first two measures again. Ready, go. Do, re, mi, ma, mi, re, do. Now try the next two measures. Do, re, mi, ma, mi, re, do. Now try the whole second line. Do, re, mi, ma, mi, fa, so, so, so. So, sa, so, mi, do. Now let's try it straight through. Ready? Go. Do, re, mi, ma, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, ma, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, ma, mi, fa, so, so, so. So, sa, so, mi, do. Now try it without me singing. Ready? Go. Now without the piano. One, two, ready, go. Now look at sight singing flat B. Notice the fourth beat in the first measure has a strange sign in front of it. It looks like an L with an upside down L propped against it. And so beat three, we have ma, and then we have what is called the natural sign. Now, the natural sign is an exception to the rule, kind of. I told you with the first song that once a note was flatted in a measure, it stayed flatted to the bar line. Well, now, if a composer wanted to have the note go back to its natural sound, then he puts this natural sign in front of it, and that cancels the flat or the sharp before the bar line. Let's try this first measure. Ready? Go. Do, mi, ma, mi. That's right. Now let's try the whole song, watching all the signs and symbols. One, two, ready, go. Do, mi, ma, mi, do, mi, ma, mi, do, re, mi, fa, so, so, sa, 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 so, sa, 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 so, fa, mi, re, do. Now try it by yourself with the piano. Ready? One, two, ready, go. Now without the piano. One, two, ready, go. Look at sharks. In sharks, we are going to have a sharp sign. We also have some natural signs. If I were to sing the first measure, it would sound like this. Do, 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 do. Let's try the whole song through. Ready? One, two, three, go. Do, 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 re, mi, fa, so, so, so.
su, so su, so su, so su, so so la ti do.
Good. Now try it without me. Ready, go. Now try it without the piano. Ready, go. Now try another tough guy. This one's a tough one. Watch carefully. One, two, ready, go. Do, da, do, re, mi, ma, mi, fa, so, sa, so, mi, do. Let's try it again, this time without me singing. One, two, ready, go. Without me playing. One, two, ready, go. Now turn to page 54. I will play a four-note melody. The notes that will be used are do, mi, sol, and la. The only note values that will be used are quarter notes. There will be no rests. Draw your quarter notes fast. Learn to draw them as fast as I sing them. Each melody will be played two times. Check your work as the melody is repeated the second time. The first melody will start on sol. The answer is so mi, so mi. Number two. The answer is so mi, do, do. Number three. The answer is do, mi, so, so. Number four. The answer is so, mi, do, do. Number five. The answer is do, so, so, so. Number six. The answer is do, do, so, so. Number seven. The answer is so, mi, do, mi. Number eight. The The answer is so mi do do. Number 9. The answer is do mi so la. Number 10. The answer is do mi do mi. Number 11. The answer is so so mi do. Number 12. The answer is so mi do do. Number 13. The answer is do mi do mi. Number 14. The answer is do mi so so. Number 15. The answer is do mi so mi. Count the number correct and write them under the 13th example. Look at the lower half of page 54. I will clap a 4-beat rhythm. I will only use quarter notes and quarter rests. Each rhythm will be clapped 2 times. Keep counting inside your head as the rhythm is being clapped. Begin with number 1. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Second time. The answer was quarter note, quarter note, quarter note, quarter rest, quarter note, quarter note, quarter note, quarter rest. Number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4. Second time, 3, 4. The answer was quarter note, 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 quarter rest. Number 3, first time, 1, 2, 3, 4. Second time, 3, 4. The answer was quarter note, quarter note, quarter note, quarter note, quarter note, quarter note, quarter rest, quarter rest. Number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Second time, 3, 4. The answer was quarter note, quarter rest, quarter note, quarter note, quarter note, quarter rest, quarter note, quarter rest. Number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Second time. 3, 4. The answer was quarter note, quarter S, quarter note. Quarter note, quarter note, quarter note, quarter note. And the last one, number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4. Second time, 3, 4. The answer was quarter note, quarter note, quarter rest, quarter rest. Quarter note, quarter note, quarter rest, quarter rest. Total the number correct and write it down at the bottom of the page. Turn to page 55 in your workbook. The rest of these pages are to be completed by you without the tape. Learn to work fast. Theory is of very little use unless you know it so well you don't have to think about it. Try to complete the following worksheets neatly within about 10 minutes or less. Work fast, but work accurately. As you work at your best level of effort, you will find your best getting better and better. You will discover that you are indeed a no-limit person. Turn off the tape and begin working on the worksheets now.